Hello, River Hill. It's your guy, George Mansory, back with another podcast episode. Let's get right into it. Now, the NBA All-Star Game is coming up, and there's a lot of talk about who should be an All-Star starter, who should be an All-Star reserved, and right now you can vote on it. And my opinion is, it's pretty simple who should be the All-Star starters right now, at least on the West side. The East side is a little bit more complicated, but it shouldn't be that difficult. For me, one guard has to at least be Bradley Beal, putting up 33 points per game, 4 assists, and 5 rebounds. And I get the Wizards aren't that good, but when you're putting up 33 points per game, you have to be considered an All-Star. And I think the Wizards, at least during the end of the season, coming down in crunch time, will start to get it together, because Russ is coming back, and I think he's been healthy. And the Wizards just won last night against the Houston Rockets, who's been on fire. And I think they have a good chance of making the playoffs as a 5th seed. And I think they're actually going to do some damage, depending on who they face. If they face Milwaukee, the Nets, or the 76ers. The 76ers I could see them beating, but if they face Milwaukee or the Nets, I don't see them beating. Because Giannis, in the first round, he's an absolute dog. But in the rest of the playoffs, he doesn't get it done. And the Wizards, their defense is terrible. I mean, their centers, their big man, they just can't move their feet. They can't defend well. And the East has a lot of good bigs. So you just got to watch out for that in the playoffs. They face anybody besides Boston, the 76ers, or the Nets, I think they'll be fine. And the second guard, my second guard at least, has to be Zach LaVine. It's either Zach LaVine or Jaylen Brown for me. People are saying Kyrie Irving should be the second guard, but I feel like Kyrie Irving didn't play enough games. And that huge stretch where he just like didn't play, I feel like that, you can't put him All-Star. You have to put at least Zach LaVine, who's putting up 28 points per game, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. Kyrie Irving's putting up 28 points a game. So, and Zach LaVine played more. So you can just put that right there as in Zach LaVine to me should be an All-Star. Or you could put Jaylen Brown, who's been absolutely dominant this year. Those are my two for the second guard spot. You can put either or. I feel like Bradley Beal has to be a guard and Zach LaVine or Jaylen Brown has to be a starter. Now, back to the front court, I feel like one has to be Joel Embiid. He's been absolutely dominant this year. 10 rebounds, 29 points per game. The 76ers are playing absolute perfect basketball. Number one seed. He has to be an All-Star starter. And I feel like another one has to be Kevin Durant. Whew! He's gotten back and just back to what he was doing. He's an assassin. He's KD. And his talent, he's the second best player in the league to me. Second or third. First is LeBron, and it's not even close right now. But KD has to be the second All-Star starter for me. 29 points per game, 5 assists, and 7 rebounds. Now, this last spot to me is up in the air. I feel like right now it's Jason Tatum. Just because he offers more to the team than Giannis does. Now, I'm not saying the Bucks would be as good as they are without Giannis, but Jason Tatum just has more to his game for me. He's putting up 25 points, 4 assists, and 7 rebounds. Now, that's not as good as Giannis' 28 points per game, 5 assists, and 11 rebounds. But I just feel like Jason Tatum's a better overall player. So you have to go with him. Now, people are talking all this trash about Julius Randle should be an All-Star starter. He's going to be an All-Star. He's not going to be an All-Star starter. I feel like there's too much talent there to put Julius Randle as an All-Star starter. You can put him as a backup. I have no problem with that. But not an All-Star starter. So now to the West. This one is plain and simple. There's only three guys that you should think of right now. And I feel like number one is Stephen Curry. He's been absolutely magical this year. Absolutely magical this year. 30 points per game. 5 assists. And 5 rebounds. I mean, he's just been absolutely killing it. And I feel like another guy you have to put is Damian Lillard. Now, Dame Time has really taken over this year. And he's just been balling. 29 points per game, 7 assists, and 4 rebounds. He's been playing magnificent basketball, I feel like. And another guy that needs to be thought about is Luka Doncic. Now, this is a tough spot because all three of these guys are putting up great numbers. They're all putting up 29-plus per game. Luka has 9 assists and 8 rebounds. So, it's really hard for me to say who deserves the starting spot. All three of them should be All-Stars without a doubt. But to me, it should go to Damian Lillard and Luka Doncic. Now, you can say it could be Steph because he has a better record than Luka. But I feel like just Luka almost averaging a triple-double with 29, 9, and 8, just that puts me over Curry for him. Curry's averaging one more point, but I just feel like it should be Luka. And I honestly have to put Dame as number one there because his record is better than both Luka and Stephen Curry. And he's been playing on their level. So those are my two guards for you. You can put any one of those three at two. I feel like those should be the starters. Now, in the front court, I feel like you have to put LeBron there. The man's been absolutely killing it this league. 25 points per game, 8 assists, and 8 rebounds. But that doesn't tell the full story. This man has been killing it, shooting logo threes, dunking on people left and right, dunking from like the free throw line. This has been LeBron's year, and the Lakers are number 2 seed right behind the Jazz, but we know who's the real number 1 seed, and that's the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, at the second position, I would put Nikola Jokic. I feel like he's been absolutely killing it this year. 26 points per game, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists. That's basically a triple-double. I mean, the guy is a magician. He's the Joker for a reason. And he's been the second best big man in the league to me. You can either put him in or Embiid as the best big man in the league. Either or, it's just been great. And I feel like this last spot is really up for grabs for anybody. Because you could say Kawhi Leonard, but Kawhi Leonard has also missed a lot of games. So if somebody has a great end to the All-Star break, I'd put them right there and just call it a day. Because I feel like Kawhi has missed a lot of games recently. So it's just easy to say, oh, Kawhi. But if Kawhi plays good and keeps on playing throughout the end to the All-Star break, it should be him. But a guy who could make the All-Star starting, I feel like it could be Zion's turn. Because first, the media coverage of Zion. People think Zion's going to be a Hall of Fame caliber. Not saying he's not, but he has a long way to go, I feel like. There's still some parts to his game he can improve. And he's not a closer yet. He's just a guy who'll get his, but he's not a closer to me. So one guy you could put there is either Anthony Davis, if he gets healthy, which I don't think he will. So you could put Brandon Ingram right there. He's been playing elite basketball, 24 points a game, 7 assists and 5 rebounds. He's been the closer for the Pelicans. And the Pelicans right now, they're in the 12th seed. So you could either put Brandon Ingram, or better yet, put Paul George, a guy who's been playing consistent basketball, 24 points per game, 5 points per game, and 6 rebounds. You could put either of those there. It's up in your hands. But I think those should be the All-Star starters right there. And that's end that conversation about the All-Stars. And let's talk about the award, the MVP award, Rookie of the Year. It's too early to call, but it's not too early to call because we know who should be who. Who should be in that conversation? Now, I feel like, let's start with the MVP. Number one, and the only answer to this question right now should be LeBron James. Lakers, second seed in the West. And this is supposed to be they were supposed to start off slow with all the new additions they got. And they've looked even better, I feel like. LeBron's just been balling consistently, playing great basketball, and if you watch him play, you just see one of the greatest of all time, period. His three-point shot has improved in year 18. In year 18, he's getting consistently better. This is the best LeBron has ever looked in his career. Now, you can argue that 2018 Cleveland playoff run, that's the only time I've seen LeBron play like this. And I'm just waiting until he gets to the playoffs, because I think he will take over. And this year is going to be a very interesting year. I mean, you could see the Lakers versus the Warriors, the Jazz versus the Warriors. I mean, the options are limitless. But number two in the MVP race to me should be Nikola Jokic. He's been playing absolute phenomenal basketball. Great, just a great big man. Pass, finish, he can shoot. His footwork is just incredible. He's one of the best big men in the league. And you can put also Joel Embiid at number two. He's been dominating. Nikola Jokic is the present, the future big man. And Embiid is the classic, I'm going to back you down, shoot a fadeaway big man. And he also has some of that present, future big man. But he can also be, when he wants to, a classic Shaq when he wants to. He's the most dominant big in the league right now. And that's not even close. Nobody imposes their will as a big as Joel Embiid does. And it's just beautiful to watch him play basketball, honestly. Now, I feel like those are the only two players who should be considered at MVP. But another person you could put, I feel like, if they keep on playing good, is Damian Lillard. Right now, the Trailblazers are in the fifth seed. If he gets that up to the fourth or the third seed, I feel like he could be in that conversation too. But another person is Donovan Mitchell. He's been playing great basketball for the Jazz. And it's just beautiful to watch them move the ball all around and just can play consistent, equal, and sharing the ball, really. And they're great at just doing that. He has 24 points per game, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds. That's not MVP numbers, but if you watch him, he passes the eye test. Now, people are saying Stephen Curry should be considered MVP. You can't say that right now. They're at the 8th seed, and with the Warriors, they've been really inconsistent this season, and I don't think they're going to go up to the 4th seed. You need to be a 4 seed or higher to be considered MVP for me. And even though he's averaging 30 points per game, Bradley Beal was doing that last year, so it impresses me, but he shouldn't be considered MVP. Now, to Rookie of the Year, I feel like right now, this is a 3-man race. LaMelo Ball should be the rookie. He's the number one contender for Rookie of the Year right now. He's been playing absolutely phenomenal. Leads rookies in every single category, I think, but blocks. Points, assists. I don't think he leads rookies in rebounds, but he definitely leads them in steals. And he's just been making the Hornets good to watch. You have the Hornets announcer, who's one of the best in the league. So they've been okay to watch. Like, you're not going to get a boring game from them with highlight reels like Miles Bridges, Malik Monk, and Terry Rozier. But now, with LaMelo Ball, his passing ability, where you could just see a no-look dime out of nowhere, he's made them great to watch. He's made them primetime television, I feel like. And he's just been playing elite. He's not one of the top 10 point guards in the league. Maybe top 15, but he's been playing elite. And a second rookie, I feel like, is Tyrese Haliburton. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Guard for the Knicks. He's been playing great basketball. Guard for the Kings, I'm sorry. Been playing great basketball. And I think, as a rookie, his three-point shot has developed massively. Massively. And I feel like he's the other person that needs to be considered. Now, there's only one other person that I think should be considered for this award, and that's Anthony Edwards. Now, the Timberwolves are the last 7-20, and they haven't been playing great basketball. It's kind of sad to watch, but I don't know what's been up with them. They can't get it right. They don't have enough depth right now, and their defense is just horrendous. They have a lot of good players. They just need them to mesh. And I think they need a new coach in there. Maybe get Mark Jackson, but he's being blackballed from the league. So that probably won't happen. I feel like he's just been playing great, good basketball. 27 points per game. Oh, I'm sorry. 14 points per game and 3 rebounds. He needs to get that up. He really does need to get that up. And if he does, I feel like he could easily win Rookie of the Year if he turns that boat around. Because Karl Anthony Towns has also missed a lot of time, and D'Angelo Russell has not been D'Angelo Russell. They just need that trio to get more comfortable, and I think they need a new coach in there. Because we get a new coach, that system, you get a new coach, you get a veteran, like maybe trade for Lou Williams, send a pick over to the Clippers and get Lou Williams. You needed a veteran presence in there that knows what they're doing to kind of mesh those young players together, because they're all young players and they don't really, you know how to develop team chemistry as young players. They have a lot of young players in there. They got Ricky Rubio, but he's not enough right now. And they just need more help. Now, next to Defensive Player of the Year, there's three people who I think should be in this award. Number one should be Anthony Davis. He's been playing absolute great defense. Absolute. And since he's hurt, some people could say maybe Giannis should be in that award. But AD, I feel like, has been dominant. He's been averaging 8 rebounds per game, but that doesn't even tell the whole story. Because he's been playing great defense on everybody he plays. And it's just AD's league. He's one of the best defenders in the league. Point blank. And another person I think should be considered is Giannis. Every year, he's just a great defensive player. Just long, lengthy, speed. He's fast. He's strong. It's hard to get past him. And he's just a great defender. Another person is Joel Embiid. I mean, his footwork. He has post moves on lockdown. You can't really get past him. And he hasn't been exposed a lot this year. I feel like people might say Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert has not done enough for me this year. He's been doing the same thing that he always does. And I don't feel like he's that great of a player. He's just a one-sided player. If you put him out in the perimeter, he's going to get exposed, plain and simple. But those other players that I said, look at Anthony Davis, look at Joel Embiid. They're big men, but they won't get exposed as bad as Rudy Gobert would. Now another award is Most Improved Player. Now this is a two-man race. I feel like you could either give it to Christian Wood right now, Houston Rockets. He's been playing absolute phenomenal basketball with the Rockets. Now, I feel like if the Rockets would get a little more wins, you could put Christian Wood right there. And I feel like that wouldn't be a bad decision at all. But another player that should get looked at is Julius Randle. And I feel like he's been playing great basketball. But let's look at Christian Wood for a second. 22 points and 10 rebounds per game. Absolute double-double machine. Now, Julius Randle just put up 44 points. And he's been absolutely balling too. 23 points per game and 11 rebounds. Identical. I feel like you give it to whichever person has more wins. And if it's obviously an amount, I feel like you just give it to Christian Wood. Now let's talk about Coach of the Year for a second. I feel like there's just simply three people that you need to give it to. And many of these coaches are doing a phenomenal job. I think you could give it to, right now, the Lakers coach, Frank Vogel. He's been doing a great job with not just, like, mending the team together, which LeBron does. Absolutely amazing, by the way. He's probably one of the best to ever do it, as getting team chemistry down pack. But I feel like Frank Vogel has done a great job of just setting the lineups and just making sure that, oh, we need to give these guys minutes so they can really shine. But another guy is Quinn Snyder. He doesn't have the glory of LeBron or AD. And he's doing a great job. The Jazz are the number one team in the league right now. And they've just been playing absolutely dominant. But another team, I feel like, is Doc Rivers with the Philadelphia 76ers. Best team in the East right now. And what he's been doing with Joel Embiid is just elevating his career a little bit more. And you saw what he did with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons just dropped 42 points, a career high. When has Ben Simmons ever been doing like that? Doc just said, okay, you're not a three-point shooter, so we're going to stop emphasizing shooting threes for Ben. We're going to stop bringing it up because he's just not going to do it. And let's just talk about Ben Simmons for a second. I think he has to be considered not a bust right now, but a very disappointing player. All he needs is a jump shot. He's been in the league for 4 years and is still doing the same thing he was doing his rookie year. He has not improved at all. Now, that's not to discredit him. He just dropped 42 points. But he could be so much better if he just develops a jump shot. But he just doesn't have a refusal to do it. You look at LeBron. He's getting better every single year. Ben Simmons needs to start taking that model. I'm going to get better. I'm going to improve something on my game every single year. And he just simply has not done it. And I feel like he should be number one on the trade block for the Sixers. Think what you could get in return for him. Maybe call up Minnesota and try to get D'Angelo Russell. I don't know, but maybe try to get maybe Bradley Beal. Joel Embiid and Bradley Beal, that pick and pop would be absolutely dominant. You just need to find a way to get an all-star caliber point guard for Ben Simmons. Because I think the one thing they need right now is shooting. And if you get a shooting point guard, a great one at that, they could be a finals spoiler. They could beat the Nets in a 7-game series if they get a shooting point guard. Because the Nets right now, they just got DeAndre Jordan there. Besides that, their depth is terrible. So if you just play good basketball against them, I feel like they could be beaten. And that's all they have to do. But those are my three coaching of the year candidates. Frank Vogel, Quinn Snyder, and Doc Rivers. I feel like they're great coaches all in their own way. And they've just been playing great basketball. Now let's talk about the NBA playoffs for a second. I feel like right now is what you're probably going to see. Number one seed to me for the East is going to be the 76ers. Number two, the Bucks. Actually, number two is going to be the Nets for me. Number three is going to be the Bucks. Four, Celtics. Five is really up in the air to me. But I'll give it to the Indiana Pacers. Now, I think six. The Knicks are going to... I don't want to say that. I think the Miami Heat, to end the season, are going to go on a run and jump from the 10th spot to the 6th. Because they're only 3 games behind the Knicks. If they just go on a run, I feel like they'll be fine. And I feel like at 7, 7's up in the air to me. But I feel like the Toronto Raptors are going to clutch up at the end to take the 7th seed. And the 8th seed to me, I think that's going to the Chicago Bulls. They're at the 9th seed right now. But I feel like if things go the way I'm thinking, they'll jump up to the 8th seed. And let's go back to the West. I feel like the Lakers are going to repeat as the number one seed. The Jazz are the number one seed right now, 2 games ahead. But I feel like the Lakers are just going to take their way through it. Number two seed, the Jazz will get the number two seed for me. Great team. Great players all around. Great ball movement. And I feel like if they just get another shooter or another player to help offensively with Donovan Mitchell. Because Rudy Gobert doesn't do anything defensively. I feel like if they trade him, you're just losing a great defender. And that's not that valuable anymore in this league. Especially when you're going up teams like the Brooklyn Nets who have KD, Kyrie, and Harden. You just need an offensive threat. Pair Bradley Beal with Donovan Mitchell. I feel like that's a great combination in itself. Number three to me will be the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul and Devin Booker they've been averaging 50 points per game this year. And to me, they've been dominant. And the Suns have a lot of depth right now. I feel like they could be a spoiler. They could maybe beat the Jazz. They could maybe beat the Lakers in a 7-game series. They probably won't. But they might make it to the conference finals, depending on where they land. Number four to me is going to be the Clippers. I think they're going to ease up a little bit. Give Kawhi and Paul George a little bit more rest. And I don't feel like they're doing anything this year in the playoffs. I feel like they might get beaten in the second round, go to the second round. Because they didn't improve on anything. You just saw Derrick Rose get traded to the Knicks. Why didn't you try to get Derrick Rose? There's so many players they could have tried to get, but just lack of. I feel like maybe you even try to get James Harden. They probably weren't interested in that deal because they'd have to give up 1,000 picks. But you need to get a guard in there because it's just not working right now. And I feel like they're gonna blow that up soon. And it's just going to be because they didn't do the right things in the offseason. Now, five, I think the Portland Trail Blazers stay where they are. At number five, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, they've been playing absolutely dominant this year. Absolutely all-star caliber, elite level. And Carmelo Anthony is going back to Carmelo Anthony. Just taking over when he needs to. Getting his looks, getting the right shots, the angles. He just does whatever he wants now. And I think at six, you got the Denver Nuggets. I think the Nuggets right now are in a good spot. You face the number two seed. You could probably beat them with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. But we'll see. And I feel like eight is going to the Dallas Mavericks right now. They're 2 points behind the 8th seed. The Warriors had the 8th seed right now, but I don't feel like they're going to keep it. The Dallas Mavericks with Luka and Kristoff are going to make the playoffs and actually have a run, I feel like. And the champions, I feel like you're going to see a Brooklyn Nets-Lakers NBA Finals, or possibly Brooklyn Nets and the Celtics. Because I feel like the Nets can be beaten in the 7-game series. It's just very hard to predict who they lose to. Because if the 76ers make a move to get another star in there, they could compete with the Nets, I feel like. The Nets' defense could not handle the 76ers at all. 76ers are able to handle Kyrie, KD, and Harden. Because I feel like you can put Ben Simmons on KD, and that would at least ease some pressure. Or you could put Ben Simmons on Kyrie Irving. Or you could put Ben Simmons on James Harden. And then you also have a good defender in Joel Embiid in the paint. And then you also have a good defender in Tobias Harris. So I feel like Doc's a good defensive coach. So if the 76ers just get one more player to like boost that team up a little bit more, they could easily do it. Or the Boston Celtics. If Kemba turns on in the playoffs, goes off, they could easily beat the Brooklyn Nets. Easily. It would just be a perimeter showdown between two players. Two teams that don't have a good bigs or a good interior defense. I just feel like the Celtics could win that game. Because their depth is also incredible. The Brooklyn Nets don't have that great depth. That's why they lost 12 games. Because if they had depth, they wouldn't have lost those 12 games. That's why I feel like they lost in the James Harden trade. It was a good trade, but it also wasn't. Because you lost Caris LeVert. You lost Jared Allen. And you'd think about it. Caris LeVert probably wouldn't have played. He probably wouldn't have played because that kidney. But you also have Jared Allen now, who's a great big in his own right. And you pair him with DeAndre Jordan. That's two great players. You don't need James Harden there. And it would just be easier to let KD and Kyrie go at it without James Harden. That's just my opinion. I feel like they didn't need James Harden. They just wanted him. And he's not a bad player to have, honestly. And I feel like the Lakers are coming out of the West no matter what happens. LeBron and AD, they're going to dominate again. And LeBron's going to go off in the playoffs. But the East, I feel like it's honestly up for grabs. The Nets can be beaten with the right strategy, especially by the 76ers, I feel like. 76ers have the best chance right now than me to beat the Brooklyn Nets. They just have one player rise up, whether that's Steph Curry, Tobias Harris. If they have one player go off in that playoff series, they're beating the Brooklyn Nets. Period. End of discussion. And that's it for the podcast episode. Hope y'all have a great rest of the day. Great Tuesday. See y'all next week.